relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Can't get enough of my dulcet tones. Want exclusive content that you can't find anywhere else, including my take on the real story behind the fake news. Join my cabinet, Gorka's Cabinet, today. Go to sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A.com. Click on the Gorka's Cabinet banner and join the most exclusive club out there for content you can't find anywhere else and the knowledge you need. Gorka's Cabinet at sebgorka.com.
Our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you, the rest of the world hears you, and the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Unlock those phones, Mr. G. It's Friday. It's Ask Dr. G Anything. It's somebody's already dialing in. That was 2 nanoseconds. What's going on here, chaps? That's rather keen on the old dial in there. I'm impressed. It's Ask Dr. G Anything. Keep it clean, nothing smutty, and no Ronald Reagan and John Lennon conspiracy theories. Well, no, actually, ring in. If you're a crazy tinfoil hat guy, I'm going to have fun with you. Ring in anyway. You can call us on 833-33-GORKA, G-O-R-K-A, 833-334-6752. Our text, I was up to date with the text this morning. Took me some time. But you can text us. I will respond. It's our PatriotMobile.com text line, the only conservative cell phone company. Thank you, guys. PatriotMobile.com/GORKA. The number is 703-869-1262. We have a jam-packed show for you today. We have Jim Carafano, Vice President of the Heritage Foundation, latest national security developments with China and elsewhere. We have Terry Shepard, our favorite Green Beret, to talk Second Amendment. We have Boris Epstein. It's Friday, not usually on Friday, but you will love it. We have the man who is creating the alternative to Twitter, John Matzer of Parler, will explain why we have a conservative, non-censorious option instead of Twitter. And then we have the one and only, the newest regular addition to America First, Trish Regan. You love her. She'll explain the latest economic data and just how badly things are being politicized by certain forces in this nation. But before we get to those guests and your calls, and you can ask me anything, we have the breaking news that the officer who killed Mr. Lloyd in Minneapolis has been charged. Now, why it took till Friday to charge him, very strange. And why he and his three colleagues were fired first and he's only charged now, it's not leadership. He has been charged with third degree murder and manslaughter. We'll give you latest updates as we get them. But just seconds, minutes ago, the president made a historic announcement with regards to the World Health Organization, and we're going to play a cut from his announcement. The president of the United States, just a few moments ago, cut 9.
China has total control over the World Health Organization, despite only paying $40 million per year compared to what the United States has been paying, which is approximately $450 million a year. We have detailed the reforms that it must make and engage with them directly, but they have refused to act. Because they have failed to make the requested and greatly needed reforms, we will be today terminating our relationship with the World Health Organization and redirecting those funds to other worldwide and deserving urgent global public health needs. The world needs answers from China on the virus. We must have transparency. Why is it that China shut off infected people from Wuhan to all other parts of China? It went nowhere else. It didn't go to Beijing. It went nowhere else. But they allowed them to freely travel throughout the world, including Europe and the United States.
So you heard it here. The president has decided to sever ties with the World Health Organization, which has acted as a front for the Chinese communist government and has propagated Chinese propaganda. That's what leadership looks like. This is what people still don't understand about my old boss, President Trump. He never, ever backs down. And that's why working class Americans, that's why Democrats from Rust Belt cities and towns across America who had been betrayed not just by the Democrats for the last 60 years, but also by the rhino GOP do-nothing coward establishment, why they sympathize with this man. For them, it meant nothing that he's incredibly rich, that his businesses were based out of Manhattan. What they saw in that man is a fighter, an incredible combination, also almost an alchemical combination of fighter and patriot. This man loves America, and he's been right on China. He's been calling out China, the greatest threat to our nation, since the 1980s. And why would he put everything on the line? The amount of money he is losing as being president because of having to divest himself, not run his companies, hand everything over to his children, and then have them not execute foreign deals because of the requirements of his position. Why would he do that? Why would he put himself through the last 4 years of being libeled every minute of every day, attacked in the most disgusting ways, described as a racist, described as a Nazi by the person who is the director of platform integrity for Twitter, called an agent of Vladimir Putin by the mainstream media for years. Why would he do that? Why would anybody do that? Because of the mission that is greater than themselves, the mission that is outside of themselves. It's like joining the services. You don't join the Marine Corps. You don't join the Army for the pay or the fame. You do it, why? Because you are serving something greater than yourself. That's who that man is, and he will never back down. And the joyous thing about it, my friends, is the left still doesn't understand it. They still come at him in ways that do what? Reveal them for who they are. Reveal the hatred they have for real America when they attack him. He said it at his rallies. Jeff, you'll have to find that audio. Let's find it by the end of this program, where he said at his rallies, "It's not about me when they attack me," he says. "They're attacking you." That quintessential moment in his campaign where he said, "Hillary's motto is what for her campaign? I'm with her." You know what my motto is? I'm with you. That, as far as I am concerned, is when he won the election. I'm Sebastian Gorka, taking your calls here on 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. God bless you. We are 12 children away from hitting our target. You did amazingly yesterday. The children that the Prison Fellowship is assisting, who we usually send to Christian summer camps every year because they've lost a mother or father to the prison system. This year, coronavirus, can't do that. Sending them care packages. We're calling them boxes of blessings. I had a target. We are so close. Will you get me 12 boxes of blessings today? This is the last day. Help these vulnerable children. Let's not have them be punished for the sins of their parents. They're vulnerable. They're afraid. Go to sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, right now. Buy that box of blessings, $200. It's got $150 worth of grocery coupons. It's got a Bible for the child. It's got a piece of sports equipment and a message of love, of encouragement from you. Please donate whatever you can. But if you can buy a box or two, you will change a life. Go to my website now, 12 children. Let's do it in the first hour. SebGorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, SebGorka.com, Angel Tree banner at the very top. Click it now. Please do it. Please, I'm asking you for the children. Thank you.
America First. Magnificent.
I just want to listen to that music. It's like a time machine for me, anything by ABBA. But for some reason, that song especially, and we have chosen it as the perfect intro bump music for our new regular guest. She is a favorite of the nation. Her motto is live free or die for good reason. Formerly with Fox Business, she is the woman who explains the markets, the economy to us, in such a unique fashion that it's actually enjoyable as well as educative. She is Trish Regan. Follow her right now. Trish underscore R-E-G-A-N. Trish, welcome back to America First.
Thank you so much, Dr. Gorka. Good to be back.
Well, it's true. Your shows were actually enjoyable. And I'm sorry, I don't take this the wrong way. Making economics and business exciting, you know, that's a challenge as far as I'm concerned, and you did it. You did it.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, you know what? It is exciting. It really, it's the basis of everything. Do not forget, this all comes down to money. It comes down to the economy. We want to take care of ourselves. We want to take care of our families. We want to have a chance at a prosperous future and a prosperous America. So everything ultimately comes down
to that. Okay, so we have some breaking news we have to discuss, but first things first. In that case, what do you say to people such as Governor Cuomo who say, well, you know, it's a choice between lives and the economy? What do you say to people like that?
I say that they're being way too narrow-minded. I mean, they have to understand all of this, right? They have to take everything into their account. You can't just say, all right, we're going to close down the economy. You can't do that because you're going to lose lives in other ways, all right? People need to be able to take care of themselves and their families. And when you deprive them of that opportunity, you're depriving them of something very, very basic. And so you can't look at this, as so many scientists and, frankly, too many politicians have tried to do, and say, okay, we are going to try and protect every single life, and in order to do that, we have to shut everything down, because guess what? You're not going to be able to protect everyone that way, and you're going to have what they call in economics, right, the law of unintended consequences. And there's a lot of people that will suffer as a result of those shutdowns.
Yes, the real math of this is quite striking. What we've done, not just to our economy, but to the world economy in terms of the people who've lost jobs. If you look at the statistics coming out of Australia, they have a higher rate of suicide in Australia than people who've died as a result of the coronavirus. These are all things that seem to have been lost in the analysis of what's been happening. You have some breaking news when it comes to consumer spending here in the United States. Tell us what we need to understand as Americans.
Well, it's down. I mean, as you would suspect, when you close the economy, consumers are not going to spend. They can't spend, even if they wanted to. So you're looking at consumer spending that hit a record low, down 14% in the last month. It doesn't surprise me. It doesn't surprise me one single bit. But here's the problem. Here's the problem, Seb. Two-thirds of our economy is a direct result of consumer spending. So when you talk about shutting down the consumer, you're talking about shutting everything off. And that's got to change. We're seeing some indications that the president's sort of stimulus efforts, as well as the Fed's, may have sort of acted as kind of Band-Aid. And so as the economy reopens, people still are going to be hopefully okay. They got their $1,200 check from the federal government. They're getting unemployment. And so you hope that they're going to go back out into the economy and start spending that money. But there's a whole bunch of things that need to happen. I mean, I'd say one of them is the fact that people do need to get back to work, and they can't be on unemployment forever, because that's a whole other set of problems.
Let me just share with you, a friend of mine worked in the Bush administration, Brad Blakeman, who has a very, very good Facebook page, amazing sense of humor, but sometimes he injects a dose of reality and seriousness. And he posted a meme a day ago. It's a man standing in front of a devastated city, looks like Dresden or today's Minneapolis. World population, 7.7 billion. COVID-19 deaths, 265,000, in parentheses, 0.003%. And the last line of this post, this is what the world has stopped for. That's the math of it. Talk to us how now it's not just the shocking math of it, but Trish, it seems like it's become political.
Sure. I mean, look, I was one of the first to say this, and I took a lot of heat for it, but I stand by what I said, and I'll continue to say this. It should not be politicized, but in fact it has. You're starting to see this correlation, if you would, right, between leftist lawmakers and the desire to keep the economy shut down. If you think about it, hey, what's the one thing that they could get Donald Trump on? What is the one thing that he did that really, in recent history, we just haven't seen a lot of politicians be able to quite get right, and that was the economy. And if you look at all his poll numbers, people continue to trust him on the economy, given his experience as an entrepreneur, as a businessman himself. And so consequently, they've now taken the one thing that, he really knew how to get right, and they've stripped him of that. And I think that unfortunately, there is a desire right now. And it pains me to say it, because I look at it and I think, economics should not be political, and we should all want what's right for the country, and we should all want prosperity for every single American. But there's a desire right now, Dr. Gorka, for these politicians that do not want to see Republicans or conservatives succeed. They want to see higher unemployment goals. They want to see a decline in the economy.
So that's not going to change. Let's be realistic. We've got 157 days to the election. There's no way that those forces will suddenly cease out of the goodness of their heart to politicize this tragedy with 40 million people unemployed. So if you had the president's ear right now, he knows about this show, he asks about this show, he listens, I'm sure. if you could just say, what is the one thing missing that could help the most in terms of the recovery accelerating? What is Trish Reagan's advice to President Trump and this administration?
Well, I think that he needs to be very supportive of economies that are open while simultaneously being supportive of people that maybe are in these high-risk groups, right? If you're a high-risk person, you're elderly, you suffer from all kinds of debilitating things already, then for goodness sakes, no, don't go out. Don't go back to work. But the rest of America needs to do it, and he needs to be that cheerleader. I mean, he does this very well. One of the things I would compliment him on is his ability to really stand by on the sidelines and say, hey, we are going to be great and we're going to be able to be a success. He sees a good jobs report.
So
he applauds it.
This,
and he needs to continue that.
This is the key element that is not well understood. It's not just the math and the numbers that Trish is such an expert on. We need leadership. We need the leadership that instills confidence in Americans. It can be done. Listen to this woman. Follow her on Twitter at Trish_Reagan, R-E-G-A-N, our newest regular guest here on America First. God bless you, Trish. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Next, your calls.
So are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines, spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system. And get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clear, healthier, younger-looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. And like me, you'll be glad you did.
Use the promo code PODCAST and hit apply for free shipping.
Portions of today's program are brought to you by Prison Fellowship.
I'm so excited. I just checked my emails. My church is reopening this weekend. Praise the Lord. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network with me, your host, Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to Donald J. Trump, the 45th president of the United States. If you haven't done so already, why not? I'm talking, of course, of that wonderful series of movies I've been recommending to you for quite some time now. It's called Patterns of Evidence. It's Tim Mahoney traveling the world to search for the evidence of what happened in the Bible. It is a fascinating series. I recommend for this weekend, Patterns of Evidence, The Exodus. And you will get 10% off streaming if you go to patternsofevidence.com and use promo code SEB. What really happened in the Old Testament? And what's the proof that's still available today? Patternsofevidence.com, promo code SEB, like Sebastian, for 10% off. And start. It's a whole series, but start with Patterns of Evidence, The Exodus. Let's go straight to your calls. It's Ask Dr. G Anything Friday. The number is 833-334-6752. You can text us on our patriotmobile.com text line 703-869-1262. Let's go to Lenny, New Jersey, line two. Welcome, Lenny.
Dr. Gorka, how are you doing today, sir?
Very well.
Okay, so real quick, I want to get your thoughts on a few things. President Trump, he suspended visas for certain officials of China.
Yes.
That are deemed a security risk. Should we take it a step further and cut off funding for colleges that work with the communist Chinese?
I think action has already been taken with regards to certain measures whether it's the lack of disclosure in universities for those that are getting huge amounts of money from China. And there's a real issue. We have to think about what is going on with the STEM education, how we're educating Chinese nationals who don't stay here, some of them who are connected to the Communist Party or to the government of that nation, and are taking home that training to be used against us. So this is a massive, massive threat. And it starts, Lenny, with educating our fellow American to what is going on. Most people have no idea how across America there are things called Confucian Institutes. These are so-called public diplomacy organizations that are sharing China's vision of the future with American people. No, they're propaganda arms of the Chinese government, and they're here in America doing misinformation and disinformation. So, Lenny, stay tuned. This is one of the most fascinating parts of the president's leadership internationally, is making sure that everybody understands and wakes up to the threat. But the West Coast, Silicon Valley, and big business, they're the ones that we have to convince the most. And maybe it's going to be up to us. Maybe if we stop buying Chinese, companies like Google will wake up. Great question, Lenny. Let's go to line 5. Richard in Texas, welcome to America First.
Hey, Dr. Gorka. I just wanted to say thank you for the book from when I was my first-time caller.
You're very welcome.
And I wanted to say that you and some of the other Salem radio hosts, particularly Dennis Prager, I've become a member of the walkaway group, I guess is the best way to call it.
Really? So you were a Democrat voter?
Yes, my parents were, and I'm Jewish too, it's funny. But my parents were Democrats, and, you know, my dad even marched with Dr. King, and then,
who was a Republican?
Yeah, and it's funny, because I grew up voting Democrat because my parents did.
So tell me what made you change your point of view?
The common sense that you and Dennis Prager kind of put out. You put everything out in very common sense, realistic, understandable terms.
Was there any issue, Richard? Was there some specific political issue that said, hey, this is wrong? Can you remember?
Yeah, well, the biggest one was probably it started with the Black Lives Matter stuff, and that all lives should matter. And the way you guys presented that issue in particular, and I started looking at other things that the progressives and the Democrats and the far left, as Dennis calls them, not liberalism, but leftism kills America, is killing America. And I started looking at different issues, each independently, and together the evidence, just it's overwhelming how destructive it can be.
I really appreciate you calling in and sharing your story with us. We've had Brandon Stracker on the show, who started the walkaway movement, and I'm just a newbie. I've been here for less than a year and a half, but real pros like Dennis, my colleagues, Mike Gallagher, Larry Elder, and Hugh Hewitt, they've been leading the charge, and you're absolutely right. It's time for the scales to fall from the eyes. God bless you, Richard. Thank you for being a loyal listener to the Salem radio broadcasts. Keep spreading the word. Back to your calls here on America First in a moment. We are broadcasting from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, natural drug-free pain relief that actually works. I suffered for 9 years, almost a decade, with a lower back pain issue. Nothing that I did helped. But after 2 weeks of taking Relief Factor, I was pain-free, and that was a year and a half ago. Listen to the other incredible testimonials from Americans across the country who are getting their lives back. Gary, California. I cannot thank you enough. I'm 62 years old, and I have just started taking Relief Factor. I have never felt better and will recommend it to all my baby boomer friends. Be like Gary and the tens of thousands of Americans who are getting daily relief from this incredible product right now. Go to ReliefFactor.com, order the 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. And if you take it every morning and evening for 3 weeks, like I do, you will know if it works for you like it works for Gary. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com.
America First are brought to you in part by PatternsOfEvidence.com.
Do you know who Janice Dean is? You probably know who Janice Dean is. She is a fighter. She is officially senior meteorologist for Fox News. You've seen that lovely blonde lady. In the last few days, wow. Follow her Twitter feed, Janice Dean. She lost her in-laws to coronavirus, and she blames Governor Cuomo's policy for killing them. And she's been very outspoken. I've just retweeted at the top of my feed on Twitter the article she wrote for Fox News on why she blames Governor Cuomo. God bless you, Janice. There are still some good people left at that institution. If you haven't done so already, check out Dennis Prager's new movie. It is the topic of this segment. It is censorship in America. It's called No Safe Spaces. Watch it this evening. It's got a 99% fresh rating on Rotten Tomatoes. And Dennis is giving you 25% off to download it, stream it, order the DVD. I've seen it. It's superlative. It's co-hosted by Adam Carolla, special guests Ben Shapiro, Jordan Peterson, Tim Allen, so many more. Go to nosafespaces.com, promo code SAVE25. I've seen it, and I want you to watch it. The topic of censorship is so very, very timely, and especially given who our current guest is. He is the man behind a new social media platform, a relatively new one, called Parler. He is John Matza. John, welcome to America First.
Hi, Gorka. Thanks for having me on.
Gorka, did you go to school with me in the UK? Is that how you talk to people? Did I call you Matza?
It's mates, but it was close.
But is that what I called you? Did I call you mates? Or did I call you John Matza?
You called me John Matza.
Okay, so why'd you call me Gorka?
I don't know. I thought it was appropriate. That's all. Reminded me, I don't want to get into a brawl back like when we were at the White House in the Rose Garden and you had fisticuffs with the Playboy editor who was real.
Why
nasty.
Would I do that to you, John Mates? Why would I do that to you? Because I usually don't get addressed like that. Unless you went to school with me. It's just weird. I don't know if it's an American thing, but if you go to school with me, you can call me Gorka. Otherwise, it's Seb, Sebastian, Dr. G, just not Matt, because I'd never call you mates. Okay, John, talk to me about Parler. What is happening to your new social media platform in the recent days, and why did you create it?
So, yeah, it goes back to 2018 when basically these social publications were out, you know, they started showing signs that they were going to start censoring people, particularly back in 2018. It was more harsh for the media outlets. We're losing tremendous amounts of money, you know, as the algorithms would change and completely throw them off for their entire revenue stream. So that's where we kind of came from. That brought us to where we are today, which is basically just an increased censorship over time.
And how many users have you developed so far?
We're right around 1 million users. We have what was really impressive is our active user count, which is at over 150,000 a day right now.
And what's the difference? Give us a comparison to Twitter. Is it a mirror image of Twitter without censorship, or does it have different utilities? Talk to us about Parler, P-A-R-L-E-R. What are the differences and similarities?
So it's going to feel very similar in the look of, you know, what you might be used to with Twitter, but the experience is very different. It's much more flat. So I call kind of Twitter more of a hierarchical social media or a social publication, I guess, now after everything that they've done. And I like to call them more hierarchical because, you know, only really someone with a nice check mark on there gets as much of a following or attention that they want. On Parler, it's very flat because there's no real algorithm that messes with the order of content. It's called chronological. So it's based off of the time it comes in and the time it comes out, and that's it. And you can filter based off of your favorites by using what's called our subscribe tool, and you'll get a push notification every time they post, and you'll get your own feed for those special users And there's also a clear the clutter feed, and everything's basically algorithmically unbiased. That's a huge difference.
And is this just another version of Gab? Because people have been telling me for ages, hey, Dr. G, you got to get on Gab, get away from the censorship. What's the difference? Tell us why people should join Parler or not stay on Twitter. What's your pitch? What's your elevator pitch?
Well, compared to that platform, we're more app-focused. They're more web-based. So we have a lot of app users. You can find us on the Apple Store or the Google Play Store. We're also based more in the FCC and the Supreme Court, so we don't do things like pornography and nudity. I don't know what their rules are exactly, but we basically have modeled everything after the FCC. There's a very different demographic group on there than there is on Parler. Parler, you'll find more libertarians and conservatives, a lot of Trump supporters as well. I'm not sure about that other platform.
Well, you were sure because you just said it's a different demographic. So how's the demographic different?
Well, I'm not sure what their core demographic is, but it felt very different when I spent a brief moment there. That's all.
Okay.
I haven't spent much time investigating.
All right. So anybody can download this app. It's called Parler. Give us in the last 30 seconds why people should either have both accounts, they should have Twitter and Parler, or why they should move to your platform.
Well, I mean, look, with everything that's going on, it's clear Twitter doesn't want people on their platform. Staying on Twitter to fight is kind of a ludicrous idea, considering you're fighting a brick wall. They're a private company. They have their own rules. They've set those up, got clear guidelines, and they've actively taken actions against conservatives. In my opinion, staying just on that platform is giving all the power to that company. And that company can do whatever they want. As you can see today, even after the executive order yesterday, they're going after the president again today because they said, you know what, you're still here and it's still your only platform. So unless people start diversifying, they're still going to have the power to do this, regardless of what rules, regulations, and anything else passes. And so it's really time for people to diversify their social media experience and focus on somebody who also cares about your privacy. You know, not selling your private data, like your cell phone information or your, you know, everything is private on Parler.
He is John Mates, CEO of Parler. Check it out. I don't subscribe to the fact that you're banging your head against a brick wall because it's a private company, because in a fight between Jack Dorsey and Donald Trump, I know who I'm putting my money on. I'm Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Trump. This is America First. Your calls next on 833-33-GORKA. Matt, Bob, Jeff, don't go anywhere. If you're not feeling as healthy as you should, it might be because you haven't taken your balance of nature today as I have. What Dr. Douglas Howard has created is truly remarkable. This product, 6 little capsules, 3 red for fruit, 3 green for vegetables, is the equivalent of 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. That really is why I call it health in your hand. And right now, Dr. Douglas Howard is giving you 35% off and free shipping on your first preferred order if you use my name when you go to balanceofnature.com. You can call them if you prefer on 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Balanceofnature.com. Promo code GORKA. And on top of it, if you become a customer of Balance of Nature, you get free access to your own health coach at the end of a phone line. What a bonus. Balanceofnature.com, balanceofnature.com. I take it, so should you. This is America First. Back to your calls next.
Of America First are sponsored by Moral Compass LLC's No Safe Spaces movie.
Are you ready to get out of the house? Have you had enough? How about a trip to the Holy Land this December? Yes, indeed. It is the Stand with Israel tour. Mike Lindell is coming with me. The trip of the lifetime. Have you ever walked where Jesus walked? We will join us. Go to my website, sebgorka.com. If you've had enough of being cooped up, if you've always wanted to see the Sea of Galilee, the ancient city of Jerusalem, go to my website, sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A. Click on the Stand with Israel banner. You can book right now. Don't worry, everything. You can cancel until April 16th. Doesn't matter if things change. Everything is flexible. The Stand with Israel tour is a trip you don't want to miss. SebGorka.com. Click on the banner and join me and Mike Lindell for the trip of a lifetime. Let's go to your calls. Let's go to Anthony, line one, Florida. Welcome, Anthony.
Hey, Sebastian, how's it going?
Good.
Hey, I just wanted to find out when the Republicans, I'm a libertarian or an independent voter. I just want to know when the Republicans are going to start holding the traitors who are clearly traitors responsible. When are they going to start throwing people in jail?
Well, what do you mean? That's not what we do. And number one, it's not Republicans who have the right to do that. It's the judicial system. Political parties don't do that. And we don't throw people in jail. We investigate, we charge, and we allow juries to decide. And that's exactly what Barr is doing right now.
That's, I've been watching. I'm 50-some years old. I've been watching this for decades. Nothing is ever done, ever. They just keep telling the same stories over and over again. It almost
I can't say more than I've said for the last year and a half. You got to trust Barr, and you've got to trust Durham. Durham is a man who's built his reputation by putting bent cops, including FBI agents, in prison. If anybody's going to do it, it's them. Have faith, my friend. Let's go to Jeff in Brazil.
Hello, Dr. Gorka.
Hi.
It's a pleasure. Thank you very much for taking my call.
You got a
minute.
I
have a suggestion.
Go ahead.
Okay. You have the ear of the president. Have him start the UHO, United Health Organization, with no NPOs, no nonprofit organizations, no pharmaceutical, no Gates-funded,
Why do we need another health organization? We've got the CDC. We've got the FDA. Why do we need another one?
No. I'm sorry. No World Health Organization.
Hang
United,
on.
Other
that's
countries.
Jeff, that's what globalists do. We don't create world organizations.
No, not the World Health. The United. United countries uniting together to help each other.
Yeah, that sounds a little bit globalizing to me. It should be nation states, nation states. Thank you, my friend. Don't be a stranger. We don't need another WHO knockoff. I'm Sebastian Gorka, Jim Carafano, Terry Shepard, Boris Epstein. Don't touch that dial. If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.